right. Hello, Vancouver. You are now listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a show about, well, for tonight, it's going to be mostly remixed, funky house music. We're going to start things off with a little bit of a disco remix. This is a remix of a cover. So the original group were the Yardbirds, who sang For Your Love, and Chili did a disco cover of this. But along comes Dimitri Bass, and he does this incredible electro-style cover of For Your Love, of the disco version of For Your Love. So we're just going to let that take you over.
I'll do it for your love.
are listening to radio station CITR 101.9, and I'm your host, Ochre. And the set we've just listened to started things off with Chili's For Your Love, and that's the Dimitri bass remix. Follow that up with Charles and Eddie's Would I Lie to You, and that's the Basileiro remix. It is spelt as weird as it sounds. That's probably what is known as Be More House, Baltimore House. It's got the chicka-chicka-cha with the snapping in the background. And then after that was Classics track, I'll Get You. That's the Gigamesh remix. Excellent track. I love to play that, even though I haven't yet in front of a live audience. Because I first have to figure out how this all fits into a musical set. And then after that was an unusual track. It was Moby's I Love to Move in Here, and that's the Holy Ghost remix. Moby, not so much an indie producer, but Holy Ghost very much so. They do all sorts of indie house style remixes. Follow that up with Dirty Vegas Days Go By, and that's the Paul Oakenfold remix. One of the few tracks that I've ever heard of Paul Oakenfold that's not a trance track. That's a breakbeat groove. Housey, tough to categorize it kind of track. I mean, Dirty Vegas being house producers from who were prominent in the in the early 2000s, but they've kind of gone the wayside now. I haven't heard anything new from them for a while, and they had a string of non-hits, so they might be just doing things on the side, not so much going into EP production. And then the track we just heard was Fresh Move, featuring Daryl Pandy, and that's the track You Can Do It, and it's a Kleptomaniacs mix. Kleptomaniacs, fairly obscure UK-based producers. They've released white label remixes, some of my favorite white label remixes out there. They focus on disco house, but not quite the kind of disco house that, say, Daft Punk is known for, which uses a lot of repeat loops and tries to very much make something of a Frankenstein of a song, whereas Kleptomaniacs does a straight house remix of classic disco tracks. So, very much one of my favorite producers. But first, a message, and we'll get right back to the music.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
So I was going to go into a set, but I noticed that we're already half past the hour, so time is really flying by. Doing a bunch of house mixes, so it's a good idea to kind of break up the energy. So let's talk about what I wanted to talk about tonight. Actually, before we do that, I want to lead in with these two tracks, and it should be kind of obvious why I'm going to be leading in with these two tracks. One is Sheik's Good Times, and this set a little bit of a standard, but we'll talk about it as soon as we finish off the second track, which we'll mix right in.
Happy days are here again. The time is right for making friends. Let's get together. How about a quarter to ten? Come tomorrow, let's all do it again. Boys will be boys, better let them have the talk. Girls will be girls, keep ponytails and curls. Must put an end to the stress and strife. I think I want to live the sporty life. Good times, free from fun, good times. Leave your cares behind. Free from
my mind. I look for peace, but see I don't attain. What I need for keeps the silly game we play. Now look at this, that is the magnet keeps attracting me, I try to run, but see I'm not that fast. I keep the first, but surely finish last.
So what is very obvious is that those two tracks share a bass line, but Sheik's Good Times, the song we started off with, has a very distinctive bass line, but not just a bass line, so not just the bass progression, but that bass line is actually directly sampled in many tracks. One could even argue the start of widespread mainstream sampling came from Good Times, when Good Times was sampled in Rapper's Delight from the Sugar Hill Gang. And that whole thing got copying and pasting music right at the forefront. And since I guess around the 80s, it's always been extremely common to do this. This is something we've talked about in the past, and this is something we'll continue to talk about. And I'm not quite as eloquent as some people, so I might actually have this other guy talk for me. This man went on Gel, which is a talk similar to TED Talks, where you get, 18 minutes to try to convey something very, very profound. And this person, Kirby Ferguson, is a filmmaker. He created the film series Everything is a Remix. It's a four-part look back on the process of creativity, not in just music, but also things like physical invention. So for instance, typewriters and printing presses and steam engines and things like that, as well as film, as well as literature, great ideas, and even things like the saying "standing on the shoulders of giants" was a copy of an older saying that was just simplified. So that kind of art has its very much its own merits. And what we'll see tonight is part one of Everything is a Remix. It's technically a film, but the ideas that it conveys are excellent. And because episode one focuses on music, it's very easy for us to understand through the airwaves what he's talking about as he will play some of the songs. What's really incredible and what got me in part one of Everything is a Remix, this is a free series. You can go to everythingisaremix.info, I believe. Just type Everything is a Remix into Google. It's a profound series. What really got me was the fact that the group that episode one focuses on is Led Zeppelin. So heavy metal. Heavy metal's not something that is known to use sampling as a basis to produce new tracks. Not the way that hip-hop or, say, house music tends to be. So people, you know, often see hip-hop or house music as being a bit more cheap just because it's so easy to copy and so ubiquitous for everyone to just steal samples, quote-unquote. And it's humbling to see that even great classic rock musicians tend to steal their ideas. And you know, stealing's not a neutral word. We shouldn't really use it. Really, it's being inspired by it as these great ideas often come from somewhere, regardless of even if you are quote-unquote original, there is an inspiration and a further, deeper basis. So anyway, we're going to let Everything is a Remix Part 1 play, and we'll come right back. It talks a lot about sampling, so listen well, ladies and gentlemen.
Remix. To combine or edit existing materials to produce something new. The term remix originally applied to music. It rose to prominence late last century during the heyday of hip-hop, the first popular music form to incorporate sampling from existing recordings. Early example, the Sugar Hill Gang samples the bass riff from Sheik's Good Times in the 1979 hit Rapper's Delight.
Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Since then, that same bass line has been sampled dozens of times.
Good life, no strife, real nice. And I'm a papá, my son Trey.
Eu sou velho caderninho de telefone, com nome e o número de um monte de mulher. E ele vai ligar.
Skip ahead to the present, and anybody can remix anything. Music, video, photos, whatever, and distribute it globally pretty much instantly. You don't need expensive tools, you don't need a distributor, you don't even need skills. Remixing is a folk art. Anybody can do it. Yet these techniques, collecting material, combining it, transforming it, are the same ones used at any level of creation. You could even say that everything is a remix. To explain, let's start in England in 1968. Jimmy Page recruits John Paul Jones, Robert Plant, and John Bonham to form Led Zeppelin. They play extremely loud blues music that will soon be known as, Let's start in Paris in 1961. William Burroughs coins the term heavy metal in the novel The Soft Machine, a book composed using the cut-up technique, taking existing writing and literally chopping it up and rearranging it. So in 1961, William Burroughs not only invents the term heavy metal, the brand of music Zeppelin and a few other groups would pioneer, he also produces an early remix. Back to Zeppelin. By the mid-1970s, Led Zeppelin are the biggest touring rock band in America. Yet many critics and peers label them as rip-offs. The case goes like this. The opening and closing sections of Bringin' On Home are lifted from a tune by Willie Dixon entitled, not coincidentally, Bringin' On Home. The Lemon Song lifts numerous lyrics from Howlin' Wolf's Killin' Floor. Black Mountainside lifts its melody from Black Waterside, a traditional arranged by Bert Jansch. Dazed and Confused features different lyrics, but is clearly an uncredited cover of the same titled song by Jake Holmes. Oddly enough, Holmes files suit over 40 years later in 2010.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true.
I'm dazed and confused, hanging on by a thread.
And the big one, Stairway to Heaven, pulls its opening from Spirit's Taurus. Zeppelin toured with Spirit in 1968, 3 years before Stairway was released. Zeppelin clearly copied a lot of other people's material. But that alone isn't unusual. Only two things distinguish Zeppelin from their peers. Firstly, when Zeppelin used someone else's material, they didn't attribute songwriting to the original artist. Most British blues groups were recording lots of covers, but unlike Zeppelin, they didn't claim to have written them. Secondly, Zeppelin didn't modify their versions enough to claim they were original. Many bands knock off acts that came before them, but they tend to emulate the general sound rather than specific lyrics or melodies. Zeppelin copied without making fundamental changes. So these two things, covers, performances of other people's material, and knockoffs, copies that stay within legal boundaries, these are long-standing examples of legal remixing. This stuff accounts for almost everything the entertainment industry produces, and that's where we're headed in part two.
Tuesday, November 8th, Timber presents Holy Ghost at the Fortune Sound Club. This dance music duo from New York City are on tour to support their debut self-titled release, Holy Ghost. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca, as well as at Red Cat, Scratch, Beat Street, High Life, and Ditch Records. Don't miss Holy Ghost at the Fortune Sound Club, Tuesday, November 8th. Holy Ghost is brought to you by Timber and proudly sponsored by CITR. Welcome to Deadfest, the West's best festival for your edgiest alternative cinema. Deadfest goes down Thursday, October 20th at the Rio Theater. Kung Fu treachery, splattastic horror, insane action, and cult classics from around the world. Deadfest has it all. Come to Deadfest at the Rio Theater on Thursday, October 20th, if you dare. For more information, visit dedfest.com. Deadfest is sponsored by CITR.
All right, so the cool little thing about that clip is that when you think about, say, Good Times is a disco song, and Rapper's Delight is a hip-hop song, and Around the World from Daft Punk is a house song, and say, Queen's Another One Bites the Dust uses the same bass line, none of those things. It's some sort of weird rock alt/pop track. So you can take the same bass line, this funky, funky, groovy bass line, and put it in very different areas and styles of music, which I found to be very exciting. So even in heavy metal, you heard that he described the genre as this sort of blues that was played with electric guitar. So that's a different way of having me think about what heavy metal is. It's no longer this platform where you can have aggressive lyrics per se. It can be very much something soulful and very much related to what most people don't think are related, which is blues and rock and roll. So very neat idea. Very neat ideas indeed. And we will go right back to the music. This one's from Hatteras and DJ Dan featuring Mandy J. It's a track called Love for the Weekend, and it's a straight house track. And Hatteras, probably my favorite Toronto producer. He does a lot of remixes as well as originals. So he does covers of, for instance, Michael Jackson, and he reproduces those covers as house tracks. So this is one of his house singles, once again, called Love for the Weekend, and this is the Hatteras Radio Mix.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming towards the end of the night. Next up is Pierre's show, Oral Tentacles. You've been listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM. Check us out at www.funkmylife.com for things like podcasts and mixtapes. And it's Halloween weekend, so it's going to be an awfully big party scenario out there, so be careful. Don't drink and drive. Make sure you always have a designated driver, or if you're like me, find a couple of buddies and you can cab on home. Or just bring your toothbrush. No, that's actually what I do. I have my toothbrush with me at all times. In fact, right now, although it's not in my hand. And lastly, I guess we'll just kind of go over what music we've been playing. The current hit you're listening to is Rise Up, and that's the Vandalism remix. It's originally... Oh boy, hold on. Originally by... Why don't I know this? Yves LaRocque. And this is a Vandalism remix. Vandalism being one of our favorite house, electro house producers. You know, just adds that little extra bit of bounce to the song. And before that was, well, we had Michael Jackson's PYT. That's the Star Dunn remix. And before that was Satiris and DJ Dan with Mandy J on the vocals for the track Love for the Weekend. And that's a Satiris remix. And we're just going to end things off with a nice hip-hop set, as it's pretty much midnight already. And this is Breakestra with the track Family Rap. It's one of those fun hip-hop tracks where it has, you know, 20 different vocalists rapping along. So this is a good one. And I will talk to you all guys hopefully actually tomorrow, as we're running a party at the Pit right here at UBC. It's called Curse of the 27 Club. So, of course, a focus on vintage music. But we're also being joined by the Engineering Undergraduate Society with a couple of bands, as well as DJing from a couple of the street team members at CITR. So it's a joint CITR, US, and Funk My Life dance party. That's tomorrow. It's completely free, so come check us out. The bands will start pretty early, around 7, or actually from around 8. 7's probably when they will start be setting up, and then we'll just take it throughout the night, as many people as we can get to come. So once again, we're going to end things off with Breakestra, Family Rap. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next week.
Now check this out, let me show y'all something, dig. I'ma lay on y'all some of the coldest cats, 4 of them to be exact. Watch this, if you do it like this, here, let me show you something.
This is a sound and it ain't no doubt. The Breakestra hit, we're gonna make you shout. The truth is soup, double K put it down. From the city of angels to your town. This is the sound and it ain't no doubt. The Breakestra hit, we're gonna make you shout. The truth is soup, double K put it down. From the city of angels to your town.
We give it up to the funk and to the ancestors. DJs in the park, they used to catch the breaks from great slinging tapes on corners. Whole folks performing the cyphers and making quarters. They rock the parties and hype the spectators. DJs kept and ripped up the crossfader. Sweat drips from the B-boys and pop rockers. Honey dip chalk to cast the clock dollars.
From top shotters with rings and watch glitters to the drummer keeping time with the pace of a hot spitter. Fellas with naughty bigs and hotties with hot figures. Cop liquor quicker relieving pressure to rock with us. Illus the fly instruments provide hits with sense. Relentless riffs with the twist of fish. Double K wolf soup with mouse packing styles. Cracking breakers in town and the crowd's back.
I get busy like a prostitute and in my monster suit. I'm here to save the day. I got style like a tailor that's sewing his own suit. I'm showing the new school how we rock and roll. But who's afraid of Virginia? I know it ain't worth. On the break, we present Double K and Soup and Charlie Tune, the king of the sea. The MC, keep it in the key of funk like it's supposed to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, we stay facts. The inner city beat is a rap. You never ask, just adapt to that. And get a panoramic view from the order we ran it through. Transported brand new without further ado. You never heard it quite like this with my likeness. When we put it all together, baby, you'll like this. Now, where I'm from, the California heat of the sun. And when it comes, yo, we giving the drummer some.